Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
From the 40, couple of tight ends, receiver right to Adrian, handoff Adrian, scoots loose up the middle, across the 30, to the 20, inside the 10, touchdown!
First down at 10, Johnson gets a shoulder square, watch out, he's got getting away from the top speed, touchdown!
Welcome in to Grinding the Edge here on South Harmon. I'm your host, Koopa, and you can find me on X at Dynasty Koopa and everywhere else at Koopa Troopa 8. If you did not know about it, you can get a team review by me, Eric, Adam, Mike, basically a bunch of the people on the South Harmon team. All you need to do is go to dynastyteamreview.com and it'll take you right there. If you don't feel like pouring through the South Harmon website, which I will say it is pretty easy to find, you just go up to the top bar and find the one that says team reviews. But if that's too difficult for you, dynastyteamreview.com. What do you want? A dynasty team review. Put .com at the end, and then you're there. This is that time of year where you need to start paying attention to your teams and what you want to do in the lead up to this season. That means it's a great time to get your team looked at by somebody else if you're unsure what that route should be. So once again, go to dynastyteamreview.com in order to get a team review. This week, I'm going to be looking at a question that was posed to me by MyBurro. One of the advantages of being in a bunch of different Discords is you get to talk to a bunch of different people. And in this case, I've been over on the Superflex Super Show Discord and talking to one of the super friends there. And he asked me this great question. He asked, based off of my seeding to winning recap from last week, he said, is there any difference for startup seeds versus playoff win rate? And I was like, you know, that is a really interesting question. And I honestly didn't have an answer for that. I was like, my initial thought, I was like, that's just ridiculous. Wouldn't it just be the exact same for every single position? Wouldn't it just be a giant nothing burger? And then I realized, well, that's what my gut says, but my gut has also told me plenty of other things that I've explored in this podcast that have been different. And so I decided to go ahead and say, you know what? My gut is telling me that it should be the same. That's my hypothesis. But I need to go through and investigate this. And that's one of the advantages of having the data that I have and being able to look through literal thousands or tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of sleeper leagues if needed. So what I decided to do was investigate it, and that's today's topic. Is the seed of your startup draft indicative of whether you are going to win the championship in your dynasty league in year one or not? Is there a certain seed where I should be trying to push in more or push in less based on just, you know, where it is compared to the rest of the league? Like if I decide, okay, you know what? I got stuck with the 10th seed. I should feel like I should not be pushing in, trying to rebuild year one, or vice versa. So that was what I was going to investigate, and here's how the data turned out. First, I did it for 2024. Frankly, the reason I did it for 2024 was because I forgot that I was filtering my data for 2024 because I was just reusing and modifying an old script that I had. So I'm going to take you through the process of how I was looking at this data for 2024. So in 2024, I had 16,462 total leagues that were fresh. They had just come off of a startup, and I had the data for who won the championship. I also limited this to your standard 12 team. I think it was between start 10 and 12. And then however, it had to be super flex, and however many rosters sizes there were in between, I just kind of gobbled them all up. Scoring settings, as long as they weren't absolutely ridiculous, I just gobbled them up. And so I ended up with 16,462 leagues that had their startup draft this past offseason and went through and had a championship winner. And the numbers actually surprised me a little bit more than I thought they should. So expectation off of that would be that I have 1,372 for every single lineup spot. Obviously, it should be off a little bit, so use 8.3% as our evaluation number. If it gets really far outside of that, then maybe I have some questions. And so for me, the way I looked at it was my gut is telling me, hey, 8.3%, usually when you have really large data sets, in this case, mine was 16,462, you see confidence intervals of plus or minus 5%. That's just me thinking of it on, okay, that's what I see from polling numbers. Like when you're talking like election polling and things like that. And I'm like, okay, plus or minus 5%. Based on a number of 8.3%, that means like somewhere around that 0.6% range and like up or down from that. So if it's in between, say like 7.7, 7.8 and 8.8, 8.9, I'm not really going to expect that there's a difference between any position in a startup. And then I look at my data, and the first thing that I notice is that I have numbers outside of that range, and some of them are well outside of that range. The third draft slot in 2024, 7.2% of people won their dynasty startup out of the third spot. And then in the fifth spot, 9.5% won out of that spot. 9.2% won out of the sixth spot. And immediately I'm looking at that and I'm like, wait, maybe there's something to this. Maybe there are some sweet spots. And as I look across the entire data set, I'm like, number one, it's 7.8%. Number two, 7.9%. Three, 7.2%. Four, 7.7%. Those first four, they're like in the high or low sevens in the case of the third seat or the third draft pick. Then draft pick number five, 9.5%, 9.2% for number six, 8.8% for number seven, 8.8% for number eight, 8.6% for number nine, 8.8% for number 10. And then pick 11, 7.9%, pick 12, 7.7%. So we can put all of this data into two buckets, where either you're 7.9% or lower, or 8.6% or higher. There's nothing in between. And I'm expecting as many data points to be 8.3% exactly. I don't have a single one that is exactly right next to it, or 0.1% off, or 0.2% off. The closest I have is 0.3% off. And that's only literally one. And I have to go to 0.4% off to even get a second and third. And So the more I'm thinking about this, I'm like, something's just weird with this. The conclusion I'm about to draw is that drafting out of the middle makes more sense. And I'm thinking, well, maybe that's because you're able to catch the falling value. The guys at the turn, they're so concerned about, you know, making sure that they get their players that they kind of lose the picture of the entire draft. And the people in the middle, they're able to scoop up the value and turn it into a winning roster more often than not. And then right around that point, when I'm doing that mental analysis, is when I realize, wait a second, this is only 2024 data. I bet you that is wildly, and I'm saying really wildly, skewed by the results from this past season. And that instead, I need to be looking at multiple seasons worth of data. And so that's where I then went and pulled the data for every single season going back to 2019, pulling 49,763 leagues, or nearly 50,000. And it all of a sudden changes. I expect 8.3% still, which is 4,147 leagues. And going through, I have the number one draft pick, 8.3%. Number four, 8.3%. Number six, 8.3%. 9, 8.3%. 10, 11, and 12, also all 8.3%. And looking at all the other draft picks, the number three draft pick is 8.5. Number 5, 8.5. 7, 8.0. 8, 8.1. And the biggest outlier was the number 2 at 8.9%. But if you just look at all of these numbers, they're all now in that range. They're basically all encompassed in between the numbers that I was talking about for 2024. 2024, I was saying the closest one is 8.6%. And with the exception of the single 8.9%, with that is the number two draft pick, going across every other pick, they're all higher than that 7.9% and lower than that 8.6%. They're in the window, in that margin of error that I was like, yeah, this is where I would expect it to all be. And then it all started to make sense. Now, I don't know what it is with the number two spot. It is 8.9%. That is an outlier. It is right at the edge of my range where I was saying, hey, 0.5 to 0.6%, like that's kind of where I would expect my margin of error to be. So it's like right at the edge of that. It could be significant. It could not be significant. That's something that maybe you as the listener, you might need to decide for yourself, like, hey, is the number two pick more valuable than the number one pick or more valuable than any pick because of this data? Personally, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that I think it might just literally be something wrong with the data. And by something wrong with the data, I mean variance. The number is 4,418 leagues. We're expecting 4,147. That is slightly under 300 leagues more. And that is an increase of 6.5%. So yes, that is higher than the 5% threshold that I was saying. But it just, something doesn't sit right with me for it. Why is that the only one outside of the range? You would think if there's one that is higher, that all the others, they would not be within what I'm considering my margin of error for every single draft pick. And so I think it's just a pure outlier. Maybe the mindset of the person that picks the second pick is actually what's causing a little bit of a change. Maybe it's just we've gotten lucky with who the number two pick is for a while now. And that's just what's driven it. And so as a result, I'm saying that there is no difference in your startup seed or in your startup draft pick. Your whoever it is that you pick, you have just as good of a chance of winning that championship year one, no matter where you are in that snake startup. And so, knowing this, I'm like, there is no advantage to be gained by choosing a spot other than what it is that you yourself are most comfortable with. If you're most comfortable picking at one of the turns, pick at one of the turns. If you want a top four draft pick, because you're like me, I prefer top four draft picks, and you want to get yourself one of the top rushing quarterbacks, do that. If you want to go anti-quarterback strategy and you want to go wide receiver at the end of the round, you can do that as well. If you want to go running back towards the end of the round, you can do that. If you want to sit in the middle and just let whatever value falls to you throughout the draft come to your team, great. But you just want to have a strategy that fits with what your draft pick is. And that's the ultimate takeaway from this, is it's just, hey, pick what you're comfortable with. Put yourself in a good mental position to be able to take advantage of what is given to you. If you want to be the driver in your draft, be the driver in your draft. If you want to be a more passive player in your draft, be a passive player. Just know that you're playing into your strengths and what your strategy is. Now, I do all this to talk about snake startups, and honestly, this is one of the reasons that I prefer auction startups. I don't even need to ask this question. Everyone starts with $1,000 in FAB or in auction dollars or whatever number it is you decide to start with. And you just go through. Everyone has the same opportunity at every single player. And so I'm opening this up to you, the listeners. I'm looking for an auction startup. At this point in the year, I've decided I'm done with snakes. I don't need to do a snake draft at this point in the offseason, but I haven't done an auction startup in a little bit now, and I want to get into some. So if you have an auction startup that you're either thinking about starting or that you know is starting soon, and you're looking for another manager, reach out to me. I definitely want to be a part of it. You can find me on X at Dynasty Koopa and literally everywhere else at Koopa Troopa 8, including my sleeper handle. So that's it. That's everything that I have for you this week. If a team review is something that interests you, go to dynastyteamreview.com and go and get one from me or any other member of the South Harmon team. And as always, stay sharp and keep grinding that edge. I'll see you next week.